All right, on this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, excited to be chatting with an individual set to headline BKFC Fight Night going down on June the 11th. We have Alan Belcher and Frank Tate going at it in a very high-stakes heavyweight fight, and very happy to be welcoming Frank onto the show for the very first time. How's your day going so far, Frank?
Hey, it's going pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing well. I'm just wondering how you're feeling in the context of your progression in BKFC, because you've made a really incredible turnaround there. I mean, you had the 0-1-1 kind of kickoff there, and now huge back-to-back wins over big contenders in Josh Burns and former champ Joey Beltran. So just, you know, how are you feeling with all of that there? Because it seems like you've made an incredible, you know, turnaround.
I mean, I don't know about a turnaround, but me getting the feel of everything, you know, I'm good with it. I'm real good with it.
So was it more that, just like getting a certain level of familiarity with it? Like, because it seems like you've really, like, you know, found that stride and that comfortability lately. Was that just kind of the biggest thing for you with the bare knuckle?
Yeah, getting a feel for it and seeing how these guys fight, you know, what they do when they get up close and, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, you've got quite the, you know, high quality opponent coming up here, and you seem like you have a level of respect for, like, his UFC resume and everything like that. Like, in terms of his in-ring skills, like, what are your thoughts on what he does well?
I don't know what he does well. But I think anybody who steps in that cage, you know, they got heart. You know, that's my thoughts. You know, got to respect any man that gets in the cage or gets in the ring, regardless of what. But at the end of the day, it's his job, and it's a fight.
Yeah, and this seems like a, you know, high-stakes fight coming up for sure here. Like, it seems like you guys are, you know, positioned well to potentially be in a title eliminator sort of fight here. Are you kind of looking at it in a similar regard, just being that you're number four and he's number one in the latest rankings?
I mean, the rankings always screwed up. You know, everybody on the planet, you know, everybody on this planet don't understand why he's number one, you know. And then a lot of people do understand why he's number one. And he hadn't fought a ranked opponent. You know, it's just how I go sometimes. I just got dealt that card, and I'm playing my own.
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying in a certain sense there, but I mean, it would probably be a good thing, just like in as far as, like, if you get a win here, presumably that would net you a title shot. So as much as you maybe don't agree with the ranking, is it at least, you know, good in that regard, like facilitating a path to a title shot?
I mean, you can't facilitate a pass to a title shot. I mean, what you can do is be right from the get go. So it's really no. You don't get a pass on wronging somebody, and you don't get a make up. You know, but you still just get what you're gonna do when you want to do it, and I can't do nothing but respect that part.
And in terms of just, like, because I mentioned from the top, you fought, like, high-level guys like Josh Burns and Joey Beltran. Like, where does Alan Belcher rank in terms of, like, quality of opposition you faced so far in BKFC?
Alan Belcher is in a class all by himself. You know, he's in a class all by himself. He has a resume. You know, he has a resume. But I don't know if he has a resume of fighting guys like me. You know, so it's different when you say you're a dog, but then you fight a dog. It's different.
Yeah, speaking of dogs, though, I was seeing in some of the books there that you're a pretty big betting underdog, which I find to be quite curious, just with the backdrop of, like, your last couple fights and you being an underdog and then getting, like, very, you know, pronounced highlight reel knockouts. Like, when do you think these, you know, odds makers are gonna, you know, figure out what the deal is? I mean, how many times are you gonna be the underdog, or does that kind of embolden the performance and inform it to some sort of degree there?
Listen, that stuff like that, I love that stuff, you know. I've been an underdog my whole life, and it seems to me that I'm really on top, and I've been on top. But the people that are saying I'm an underdog, they really the underdogs. And yeah, they really the underdogs.
Yeah, I've been liking some of the posts you've been putting up leading up to this fight. Like, I saw you had a post talking about, like, a winner-take-all, and then maybe add, like, an extra, like, 10K or 20K on top of that. Like, did that ever pan out? Did you ever hear back from Belcher about that?
No, them guys don't want to bet for real. Them guys just talk. A lot of them just talkers. You know, I believe in myself. Don't nobody have to bet with me. I bet with myself.
Yeah, and we were talking about just, like, the last couple of fights, and I was listening to some, like, interviews you had done, and you were saying that you've really found, like, how to optimize your power and really, you know, generate that in bare knuckle. Like, what do you attribute that growth in your, you know, finishing power to? Like, is it something you've been doing in your preparations? Is it that, like, in-ring kind of familiarity we were talking about before? Like, what do you credit to that?
You know, you got to credit a lot of times your other gym family. You got to credit those guys, because those are the guys that you're sparring constantly with, and those are the guys that's keeping you level and grounded. And you know, with my power, y'all hadn't even saw my power. You know, y'all just saw some shots. Y'all hadn't saw my power. I mean, I just been throwing shots. I hadn't showed any power yet. I had thrown I hadn't really showed my skills. I've been really like right about 30-35% in there.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that, because it seemed like in your last fight with Joey Beltran, you were hoping that it would go a little bit longer. Like, were you hoping to kind of show off more of like what you were talking about there, or do you kind of like that people don't really understand the full, you know, amount of like what you bring to the table as of yet? Because I would think that would be an intimidating thing for certain fellow heavyweights there.
You know, for a heavyweight to really move how I move, you know, it's really intimidating, you know, because heavyweights just like to bang. And, you know, for me to not have a fight in a year, and for me to train the entire year for only really 15 seconds, yeah, that's kind of different. You know, I mean, yeah, that's kind of me to train for a whole year and won the fight in really 15 seconds. Yeah, I would have rather win longer than 15 seconds.
Yeah, well, good you're able to get out here and, you know, compete a little bit and everything like that. And, I mean, yeah, some good prospects on the horizon for sure. I mean, it seems like you're, you know, eyeing Arnold Adams at this certain point, just being that he would be the, you know, heavyweight champion and stuff like that. So, you know, what were your thoughts on, you know, that potential fight kind of coming to fruition? It seems like you've got, like, a pretty cool, you know, relationship with Arnold Adams, like a bit of a rapport and a respect kind of dynamic. But is that kind of what you would be thinking would pan out next year?
I mean, with Arnold Adams, I think Arnold Adams is a good guy. You know, he's the champ. But the fact remains, you know, it's a job, and if you have to fight Arnold Adams next after this fight, then that's how it goes, you know. But it's still respect even after the fight. It still should be respect. That's just me.
Yeah, for sure. And it seems like that Dylan Kleckler rematch is something that you have, like, a certain level of focus on. Is that something you could see panning out down the line, maybe even in, like, a title defense kind of capacity? I know he lost to Arnold Adams there, but...
Definitely want a title defense with Dylan Kleckler. Definitely want another fight with Dylan Kleckler.
Yeah, is that just, like, a, you know, even up the series, kind of, like, competitive-minded sort of thing? Or is there a little bit of, like, bad blood there kind of thing, or is it more just competition?
I thought I got some bad shots. I know I got some bad shots for the Dylan Kleckler fight. You know, it was just bad shots. I don't fight like that, you know. So, you know, whether you call it even or whether you call it whether you call it a tie series. I mean, I'd rather fight him again.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a fight that any BKFC fan would, you know, definitely want to see there. But yeah, it seems like you enjoy being very involved in your community there based on seeing your social media. They're like planning a lot of like fun kind of family oriented events. Like, how much joy do you derive from doing stuff like that? It seems like you have a blast there.
I mean that's everything, you know. Seeing yourself in some of these kids that's growing up nowadays, you know, I can see me in a lot of these kids, and you try to guide those kids or anybody that's going the wrong way to the right way. You know, it's about being a role model. We have no role models these days other than the rappers and stuff.
Yeah, that's cool that you look at it in that kind of dynamic, though, because, I mean, it seems like you very much, like, treat it like a family kind of dynamic, like your broader surrounding community there. But just like talking about your, you know, immediate family there, I saw your son Marcus in that BKFC 17 post fight there, and you were kind of talking about how he's got like good reach and good power on him. Is he looking to compete in combat sports, or are we going to get another generation of Tate out there?
Right now we're focusing on school, and he got some more stuff going on in his brain, and But you know, that's with all kids. You know, you just accept the good with the bad, and everything paying out in God's time.
Yeah, I was gonna say, is that something that you would rather him not do? Like, maybe see him go in a different direction. Like, obviously, you would support him, like whatever he would choose to do, I would think. But would you rather he maybe didn't get into the, you know, hurt business, as it were?
I think I call it self-defense. You know, fighting isn't fighting when it's a job. It's a job. Everybody needs a job. If that's what he chooses to do, you know, then I'm going to support it. You know, I don't support no negativity, though, but anything he do positive, I'm going to support that.
Yeah, no, you seem like a very positive sort of guy, man. Is that something that you've always had with you? It would seem like it would benefit the progression as like a fighter, as a martial artist, and you've indulged in a few different combat sports even before the bare knuckle there. So how much does the positive mindset inform just like the constant growth and development in what you're doing in the different combat sports you've been in?
I mean, you know, it's a lot of growth. You know, it's about being humble. You know, and any time that, you know, you're having a bad day or somebody done piss you off, you don't have to fight those people on the street. You got somebody willing to fight you in the gym. So what sense that makes you going to jail and going to court and all this stuff when you got somebody that you can put the person who made you mad head on the person who want to fight you in the gym? That's how you take that out.
Yeah, fair enough, man. I get where you're coming from on that end. That's a good way to look at it. But kind of one of the last things I wanted to touch on here is because, like, whenever I talk to bare knuckle fighters, I find like a lot of them have like their different techniques they go to for like hand strengthening. I mean, some don't go that route, but there's a lot of guys that'll do the, you know, like punching the sand. Like, they'll have the Thai wood boards that they punch and stuff like that to like galvanize their hands. Some people hit their hands with sticks. Like, seems like there's a lot of tricks out there. Do you do anything like that to like build up the strength in your hands, or is it kind of like normative boxing training, large in part?
Nah, man, I just deal with horses all day. Nah, man, I don't do all that. I ain't punching no sand for what. No.
That's funny. I love that answer for sure. And yeah, you've been a really fun guy to follow along so far. And I think this next fight is going to be very much in line with that. So yeah, I appreciate you coming on the show and giving some insights here, Frank. But I want to be mindful of your time and your busy schedule too, man. So is there anything you might want to add as a parting thought as we're kind of wrapping things up here, man?
That's about it. I appreciate you guys.
Yeah, no, I mean, definitely a mutual sort of thing. I'm going to really enjoy checking out this June 11th fight here, BKFC Fight Night's main event, and looking like we'll get that next number one contender for the heavyweight title in BKFC when you got Alan Belcher and Frank Tate knuckling up and toeing the line. Thanks for coming on the show, man. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was saying, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, man. But yeah, to reiterate, thanks for coming on the show. And yeah, hopefully, the first of many appearances there. And just have a good rest of your day, too, man.
Okay, bro. Thank you.